Dan, we've had some apropos two for Tuesday artists this morning, don't you think?
Yeah, several of them.
The kind of artists that you would normally hear on like an FM, two for Tuesday, yeah. And that was the ultimate FM FM rock band. Rush, man, yeah. Real shocker, Canadian Bill chose Rush. So there you go. Canadian Bill, Rush, two for Tuesday, so we'll get to hear another jam by Rush. Maybe I'll end up busting a bunch of furniture in here because I'll go so nuts. So, hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 5 o'clock is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. 6 o'clock is the great Steve Cochran. Esmeralda, look! It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Skip.
How's it going?
All right. We missed you.
We missed you, too.
How you been? Oh.
Very well. How about yourself?
Not bad, man. So you're here.
I am.
And you unretired for another pop-up video.
Regis Feldman says hello.
Oh. Tell him I said hello, too.
He's going to like that, Jay.
Yeah, very uncanny.
He's never heard that before. But now, Skip, our friend Dan, young Dan Chagrou,
yes,
told us that you might have some news.
Yeah, well, you know, we have the show on your show on the old jet that all of
on
us
the
game
jet.
Show hosts
yes.
share. And so I was listening to your interview with the great Sven Gulli
yes.
last month. And this past February, he did all Godzilla movies for the month of February.
That's correct.
And so I thought, well, what could I do in the game show world that would be equivalent? So for the entire month of March, whenever I drop in on you two kids, I will be visiting with a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire host.
Oh!
Look at that.
Yes. You got to let me know when Meredith Vieira is going to be here, man.
She knows about your affection for her.
Oh, man.
So.
She's going to stay in the plane.
Yep.
All right, so there you go. It's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire month.
Right.
On the jet.
Right.
All right. Well, Regis, the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. All right, cool. Didn't at one point, didn't Steve Harvey host Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, too?
No. Anthony Anderson?
Terry Crews and Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh,
in
okay.
To
okay. I knew it was one of the kings of comedy.
Oh.
I knew it. All right. Okay, are we ready? Can we do the thing with the thing? Yeah, pop-up video. This is based on the video show on VH1 that was so popular in the 90s. It's a board game version. Each card is based upon one video or song. Mm-hmm. Side one is about the video. Side two is like pop culture stuff related to the video or the song. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Skip, who's going first?
Let's start with you, Nick.
Oh, for God's sake.
Let's hear a line from Tom Petty's You Don't Know How It Feels.
No, see, now I'm getting it confused with another song. To the point, let's roll another is that You Don't Know How It Feels? Oh, it is,
yes.
Right? Okay, let's get right to the point. Let's roll another joint. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be real.
Really? That's what he says?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, I thought he said to be me.
Maybe. It's Tom Petty.
Also, you had the uncensored version. So remember, they would censor the...
joint?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they would always...
That might come up later.
Oh, come on!
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
All right.
That's all right. It's not your question, so...
Well, then...
Okay. All right, so I get a point for that.
You get a point for that.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Esmeralda, what instrument does Tom play from a harness around his neck in the video?
A harmonica.
That is correct.
Bob Kessler would have... been very mad if
he would
I hadn't
be really
that
mad
right.
He would come down to the station right now and chew you out, man.
Yeah, with the harmonica
around his neck.
Despite the fact he's a Buddhist priest now,
you know, through the harmonica he would show his anger.
Yes. All right,
Mr. DiGilio,
what happened?
What word in the song's lyric is often bleeped out?
You know,
you're welcome.
I know I may not have gotten this one, seriously, because I didn't know that it was bleeped
you're
out.
You're welcome.
But I would have thought it was joint. Because it's marijuana, so joint.
That is correct. During his acceptance speech at the VMAs, he's like, "Thanks MTV, really appreciate this word." Didn't understand one word in the song that kept dropping out every once in a while in the video, but
he did. Anyway. He mentioned it when he. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because they didn't like just make silence. They turned it into anoint. Like,
oh,
literally.
Like a, yeah.
Yeah, like just they covered it up with a sound.
That doesn't make any sense.
You know, how did kids?
I don't even understand. How did Cheech and Chong made albums for 50 years before that?
Yeah, but they weren't on MTV.
Yeah. All right. Dumb.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Name the Petty who knows how it feels to play Tinkerl.
Oh, Lori.
Lori Petty is correct.
That's a pretty cool question right there. Pretty cool question.
Love that movie.
I do too. I love Lori Petty.
Ice-T is a dog.
Ice-T is a dog. That movie rules. Do you watch Orange is the New Black?
I haven't watched the newest season.
Lori Petty rules, man.
Was Ice-T also a dog in Johnny Mnemonic or some sort of animal?
Yes, he was
thing?
An animal in that one as well. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I have no idea. Oh, but Lori Petty, Point Break.
Oh, that's right.
She's Tyler in Point Break. Don't even mess around. Don't even mess around. One of the hottest characters in the history of film. She's unbelievable in that movie. Oh, my God. Totally reminds me of an ex-girlfriend I have.
Oh, boy.
She's amazing. All right.
That completes the first side of the card.
Oh.
What's the score?
It is tied at 2. Esmeralda with 2. Nick with 2. Mm. No joints.
All right, Mr. DeGilio. Multiple choice here.
Oh, whoa.
How does a shark's skin feel? A, rough. B, smooth. D, C, spongy. D, are you crazy? A, rough. B, smooth. C, spongy. C, or D, are you crazy?
I'm going to say smooth.
That is incorrect.
What is it? Spongy?
Rough.
Rough. Okay.
Really? Huh. Oh, they're not like dolphins?
Dolphins are smooth. Oh. That's why I got all confused.
Weird Al should do that song.
What song?
That, you know, would be the parody. You don't know how shark skin feels. It's rough.
Send that off to Weird Al. I think he'll get on that. He'll start writing it. Especially because that song would be, that parody would be so timely right now to do a Tom Petty song.
It could be on like a classics
for 20 years
album.
Ago. I picture Weird Al up in a hotel room right now going, I got to get that Tom Petty parody.
And he's mad because now he has to pay me some money.
From 24 years ago. All right. Here, Esmeralda, you can take the lead right here.
Oh, boy.
Esmeralda, what was the execution method of choice during the French Revolution?
Guillotine.
That is correct.
Yeah.
How come I didn't get that?
I don't know. You got the question about the joint.
I get sharks and joints. That's a...
Don't feel bad, because your next question. The scientific name for marijuana is A, anabus, B, cannabis, C, cannabis, or D, Jesse Campus.
What?
What is the scientific name for marijuana?
Wait, is Jesse Campus the guy who won the MTV?
I believe that is.
He's the VJ?
Yes.
Yeah, Jesse Camp.
Jesse Camp.
That's right. So that's what they said. Well, that makes sense because he consumed a lot of it, but it's cannabis.
That is correct.
All right.
Esmeralda, another multiple choice here. Name the often, quote-unquote, tanked comedy team known for their drug humor. A, Chang and Ang. B, Bob and Ray. Mm-hmm. C, Spliff and Tootsie. Mm. D, Cheech and Chong.
I'm a huge fan of Spliff and Tootsie.
Who the hell?
But, I think it's Cheech and Chong.
That is correct.
No, it's Bob and Ray. Bob and Ray were high all the time.
Spliff and Tootsie.
All right, is that the card?
That is the card.
Esmeralda, you are ahead, 4-3.
All right.
Esmeralda has the lead, 4-3, everybody. Because of Spliff and Tootsie.
They're my heroes.
Oh, man. All right, we break here, and then we'll come back and play some more. And Skip Skipley is retiring now. We'll see you later, Skip. He's retiring.
Say hi to Regis.
Say hi to Regis for me. Would ya? Okay. Two for Tuesday wraps up. Canadian Bill. Nice choice, by the way, Canadian Bill. Can I just say nice choice? It's Time Stand Still by Rush. You know who that voice was? That other, that the female voice who was not Geddy Lee?
No. Who?
Amy Mann.
Oh.
Rush and Amy Mann.
Huh. Huh.
It's a weird combination.
Is this when she had the rat tail?
No.
Oh,
no.
This is later.
This is much later.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The rat tail. Voices Carry Rules.
Yeah, no, that's a great song.
It is a great song. It is. All right, there you go. We will do Two for Tuesday again next week. Tomorrow is Wild Card Wednesday. That's when it always gets weird, man. Not only time it gets weird. We have a lot of weird listeners. But Wild Card Wednesday is when it's any song, any artist, anything. So get your request in for that tomorrow. All right, we're back. Oh, it's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Oh, he made it.
Welcome back from your 50th retirement.
Yes.
All right. How's Regis?
Good.
Okay.
We're going to the spa later.
He's going to the spa later.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You don't look that good when you're that age.
That's true.
Yeah.
What is Regis? 116 now. I think.
He's very young.
Regis, I like Regis. Tell Regis I like him, will you?
Will do.
All right. Okay. Are we back?
We are.
All right. Now, everybody get ready. Cats are lined up. We have alley cats lined up all down Michigan Avenue. It looks like a parade. They're all waiting.
Cat parade.
Cat parade is waiting. They're waiting to hear Esmeralda and her stunning voice. Dave Ennett with his Doctor Strange cape. And his army of psychic felines, wow. They're all waiting for the voice of Esmeralda. Disappointed last time.
I know. What was it? I can't remember.
I had to
now.
Sing it. What was it? I can't remember what it was, but you didn't remember
couldn't
it.
Think.
Under the Bridge by
yeah.
Red Hot
oh,
Chili
yeah.
Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I could think of.
Okay.
That song is forever ruined for me because we were listening to you on the jet one morning and you were doing misheard lyrics. And one of your listeners called in and said it's under the Christmas tree sometime. And I have not been able to hear it any other way since.
That's true. We played it back a bunch of times. That was hilarious. It does sound like he says that.
How great would it have been if I had said that? If I sang
under
it?
The Christmas tree is where I drew some blood. That's really nice.
Hey.
Shooting
people
up,
have different
shooting
Christmases.
Up smack under the Christmas tree.
Got to get through the holiday somehow.
Yeah, go right to smack. That's where you go. Go with the horse. Go right to the horse. Oh man! All right, the cats are outside, ready. The feline army that are psychic is ready. What are we going to hear Esmeralda sing this morning?
I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett.
Okay.
I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and dance with me. Ow! Dun, dun, ch-
You can tell this song was written a long time ago. Who the hell puts a dime in a jukebox?
Yeah, I think it's a quarter at least.
Yeah, at least.
A dime. It would just get stuck.
Yeah.
What am I missing there? So,
I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox.
So come baby. Here.
I
and
love
put another
rock
dime.
And roll. Come and. Oh, man. And dance with me. So
come over here?
Come and. As they come in, come so over to the, come over to the house and dance with me. Like she's calling the guy on the phone.
That's nice. She's got a jukebox in her house.
In her house, of course.
So come and take your time and dance with
me. Come, and take come and take your time and dance with me.
Ow!
And it's not me, it's me.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's just Joan Jett. She's awesome. She rules. All right, good. Good job.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, Mr. DiGilio.
What? Where?
What was the name of the band that performed this song with Joan Jett? Joan Jett and the...
Oh, the Blackhearts.
That is correct.
Okay.
I
was a little confused
win.
By the wording of
well,
that.
Well, it may shed
didn't
some light
confuse
here
me.
With the second part. Esmeralda, what all-girl group was Joan in as a teen?
The Runaways.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays her in the movie? Oh, no, well, that won't be on there because the movie wasn't made by that point.
Is it Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got to hang out with her. Like it was like she was on the set all the time,
mm-hmm.
and she got to hang out with her, and she was so excited. She's hanging out with Joan Jett, like Kristen Stewart,
yeah,
you know.
No,
and
that would
Kristen
be awesome.
Stewart excited is like this is great. I like Kristen Stewart. I think
she had a twinkle in her eye.
I think she's awesome. Okay.
Mr. Giglio.
What, it was me?
Yes.
Oh.
What successful sitcom actor was Jones co-star in the 1987 film Light of Day?
Michael J. Fox.
That is correct. Yes.
Directed by Paul Schrader. Shot here in this very
in
city.
In the studio?
Yeah, in this studio. The whole movie was shot in this studio.
It's about a radio show?
No, it's just they use the studio. They miniatures. They had little miniatures. Little teeny cars driving around if there was an exterior scene. They shot the whole movie. They used the bathroom, except Joan Jett kept falling over the step that you had to take.
It's a tricky one.
It's tricky.
I got to tell you, I was listening to the start of the show, too, and we've come full circle.
Have we?
Because that was a heck of a way to start the show.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're on the other side of the card. What is the score, Mr. DiGiglio?
It is now 6-5, Esmeralda.
Oh, what?
You have the lead, Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
6-5.
Okay, be quiet. Don't say anything about it. You'll jinx it.
Esmeralda, what TV show begins with a jukebox playing a record?
Happy Days.
That is correct.
All right.
Wow.
Whew. I was a little worried about that one.
I thought for sure that was going to be multiple choice. And then, you know, one of them would be Sad Weeks as the option.
That's
because
the British
version. They come up with so many brilliant other choices on their multiple choice. Tootski and Simpson or
Spliff and Tootski. Have some respect.
What was the other one? Chang and Chong? Chang and Chu?
Chang and
I think the guys who wrote those questions were blowing weed. All right. What happened now?
Mr. DiGiglio.
Yeah.
What famous American survived a gunshot near the heart the year the song came out?
Ronald Reagan.
That is correct.
I was going to say, you were alive. Well, we all were alive, so.
No, you weren't. 1981?
Oh, no.
You weren't. Dan was just barely. Mm-hmm. No, Dan wasn't. He was shot in April.
Okay, so then you
81.
Should know this.
I do know it. I answered
it.
All right. Wow. All right.
She's mad because I might win.
Yeah.
Is this the last question?
No, we got two more.
All right.
One for each of you.
All right.
Esmeralda, what hit song covered by Soft Cell in 1982 was humorously used in a jeans commercial? What hit song covered by Soft Cell in 1982 was used humorously in a jeans commercial?
No, that's Modern English. Oh, man. Oh, I don't know.
Tainted Love.
Oh, okay. I was thinking I Melt With You. Yeah, that's Modern English.
Yeah, that's not a cover of My Melt With You. Tainted Love is.
I know, I was trying to think.
Oh, okay. Tainted Love. Hey, we got to find that card, man. I can sing that whole song. All right, now here's the deal. This is the last question, right?
Yes.
Either you win or we tie. If I get it right, we tie for the 50th time. Or if I get it wrong, you are the winner of this week's pop-up video.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Multiple choice.
Oh.
Of course it is.
What is Alex Keaton's middle name? A, V, B, D.
Oh, wait. His middle initial, you mean?
Yes, middle initial.
Oh, okay.
So, C, P, or T.
All right, it's P.
That is correct.
I thought when you said name.
Name?
When you said name, I have no idea. Do you guys know what his name is? His middle name
Peter?
Is?
Peter? Paul.
It's got to be one of those, right? Okay.
Patton.
We'll find out before. Patton. That's what it is. All right. We'll tie it again, Esmeralda.
All right.
All right. Hang on a second. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell. And here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Coming up next, we have fresh news on the opening bell today. A report on the number of startups being created by Illinois colleges is out, and we're going to have the report. We're also going to be talking to Peter Frost over at Crane Chicago Business about this new idea at McDonald's. They may be delivering your Big Mac soon. It's all coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right. You too.
It's going to be my demise.
That's going to be it, man.
McDonald's.
You can now order pizza with your shoes.
Oh, I said, but you have to buy the shoes.
Yeah, you got to buy the shoes. So, all right. I'll see you tomorrow, brother.
See you tomorrow.
Wild Card Wednesday and more. Do we know what P stands for? Did we find out before the end of the show?
Not seeing it on Wikipedia.
Okay. Pablo.
Pablo. That's it. He looks like a Pablo.
He's hippie parents.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. Oh, news.